Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday Night Lights.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and it's available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack.
Do you ever wonder what you'd do if you couldn't just switch on the heat when it got cold, or start your car each morning, or afford toilet paper? Well, for plenty of hardworking folks right here in our community, these are everyday realities. But when you give to the Salvation Army, you help your neighbors in need win the battle to thrive. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit salvationarmy.listenandgive.org to make a donation. That's salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
It's time for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. Let's take you back to the stadium with the voice of Mountain Home Bomber football, Brad Haworth.
It's halftime, 22-16. Our scores, the Bombers trail Sylvan Hills here at the break. We'll check stats, recap that first half coming up here in just a little bit. First, though, we are joined at halftime by Lindsay Leonard, and you've got new duties this year, coaching-wise, don't you?
I do. It's kind of strange not being up here talking about volleyball. And First and foremost, I do want to wish our volleyball team good luck next week. They got a really good spot on the state tournament bracket, so I'm really excited to see what they do next week. They've had a good year. They've played in a very, very tough conference, and then to just make it to the state tournament is a huge accomplishment, but excited to see what happens next week. And so good luck to those guys, and good luck to Coach Daves and Coach Beckham as they go to Jonesboro to compete. But also I've taken over the junior high basketball position, girls, and it's kind of strange. Coach Yancey, I feel like she should be right there with me, and just to be able to, it's kind of a weird deal, be able to come in and take her position is a surreal situation for me. Being able to play for her, being able to work for her, work with her, it probably impacted me more than anything in my profession. And I'm just excited to carry on what she has done at the junior high. And it's going to be very, very tough shoes to fill. Just hopefully I can continue, the excellence that she's had at the junior high.
Let's talk about your ball club this year. What's it look like?
Well, right now we've got close to 28 kids in our ninth and eighth grade, which is really good. And we really want to, get those numbers up in girls basketball. And right now, yes, we've got work to do. We play, you know, we're really excited about our conference. You know, Coach Hansey fought for so long to get into a conference. And, of course, the year that she gets out, we end up getting into a 16-team conference. And that's going to include, you know, all of our conference schools and then actually include Wynn, Forest City. And I could name, I'd go through a name, but I'm sure I would miss somebody. But it's going to be extremely tough. Our schedule is going to be tough, but it's so, so good for our junior high athletes to be able to play the type of people that we're going to play at the high school level. So, again, I hate it that she's not going to get to be a part of that, but it's very, very exciting for our kids. But you know, we've got every day the kids that we have are committed to what we're doing. They're working extremely hard. You know, we have some talented eighth graders that are probably going to help us at the varsity level. But I can't say enough about our ninth graders. They haven't had a lot of success the last couple of years, but we're getting better every day. And I think they're starting to believe that we're gonna have some success this year just because they're at practice every day and they're working hard. So I'm excited. They're great kids off the court. They work hard in the classroom and just really a lot of fun every day to coach.
Of course, you've been the senior high volleyball coach and, of course, the assistant senior high basketball coach in recent years. What's it like going from the high school to the junior high, that transition?
You know, I've had that question asked, and I really don't know. It's a lot different. You know, I love coaching high school kids, you know, and you love that the high school environment and, you know, being in those state tournament atmospheres. But also coaching junior high kids that, and not to say that all the high school athletes that I've coached haven't been this way, but junior high kids are a little bit more, you know, they're so eager to learn and you know, you can mold them into what the type of player and the person they are. And so it's exciting to work with those young mind. So I've really enjoyed it. I do miss being at the high school. I miss being around those athletes at the high school level, but I'm having a really, really good time at the junior high. I love the junior high, Mountain Home Junior High. It's a great building to be in as a teacher, and I'm really enjoying that.
Have you talked to Coach Daves about what she's got herself into now as the high school assistant basketball coach?
I tried to tell her. She's in for it. She has no idea. You know, she's really focused on volleyball right now. But I told her, I said, you know, and Coach Daves and I played college basketball together. So we knew each other beforehand. And, you know, I tried to tell her when she got this gig, I said, hey, you're working for somebody really tough at the high school. You know, but I'm excited to have Coach Daves here. She's doing a great job with our volleyball program, and she's going to be a huge asset for Dell and our high school program. And again, I can't say enough about what she's doing and what she's brought to our community.
All right. Good to see you up here tonight.
I know. I'm excited. I'm glad I walked in right at the right time.
Lindsay came in, get out of the rain, and said, hey, you can do a halftime interview. Worked out well.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay Leonard. We will take a break. It's halftime, 22-16. Our score, Sylvan Hills with the lead. Matt will check scores around the state with our studio report coming up next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Super Liner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
ASA is moving us in the right direction with Arkansas values and Arkansas common sense. Under Asa Hutchinson's strong leadership, 70,000 new jobs have been created. Income taxes are lower and more tax cuts are on the way. Asa took the bold step to add computer coding in every high school. Asa reformed Medicaid expansion, working with the Trump administration to require those who can to work while receiving benefits. Asa Hutchinson, Governor. Paid for by ASA for Governor.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participantpack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and it's available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participantpack.
Do you ever wonder what you'd do if you couldn't just switch on the heat when it got cold, or start your car each morning, or afford toilet paper? Well, for plenty of hardworking folks right here in our community, these are everyday realities. But when you give to the Salvation Army, you help your neighbors in need win the battle to thrive. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit salvationarmy.listenandgive.org to make a donation. That's salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
The Acumen Audio Halftime Show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back inside the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening once again from the studio as we are at halftime. Mountain Home trails Sylvan Hills 22-16 at Bomber Stadium. We'll have more on this game in just a moment. First, let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East, a little bit of an upset in the making right now. Searcy came into tonight ranked fourth in Class 6A, but right now they are losing to Jonesboro 17-7 at halftime. Then this game is really surprising. West Memphis came into tonight ranked third in Class 6A. They're playing at Jacksonville. Right now it's at halftime, and the two teams are scoreless. I never would have guessed that. And also at halftime, Marion, who is ranked fifth in Class 6A, is up on Pine Bluff 28-12. On the local level, Yellow Summit is idle this week. Panthers originally scheduled to play Cedar Ridge, but the Timberwolves canceled their season a couple of weeks ago. Salem is up on McCrory 26-0 at halftime. It is Melbourne leading in Mountain View 12-8 in the second quarter. Marshall trails Harding Academy 41-0 at halftime. Harrison, who is tied for third in Class 5A, is leading Alma by a score of 17-0 at halftime. In addition, West Plains is up on Springfield Glendale 14-6 in the second quarter. Zizzards coming tonight, ranked fourth in Class 4. They have yet to lose this year. Hollister, they've got a chance to pull off an upset, right? Because right now they're playing the sixth ranked team in Class 3, Mount Vernon, and it is the Tigers up 14-8 at the break. Forsyth is losing it to Buffalo this evening, 28-7 in the second quarter. Branson trails Willard 12-0 at halftime, and Ava, currently ranked 9th in Class 2, they are up on Willow Springs at the break, 32-6. Among the Arkansas sports media top 10, it is number 1 North Little Rock up on Fort Smith Northside, 40-0 at halftime. Northside came in tonight's game ranked 9th in the state. Second-ranked Bryant leads Cabot 13-0 at halftime. It is number 3 Conway up on Little Rock Central 17-0 in the second quarter. In addition, a number 4 Greenwood is up on 10th-ranked Benton by a count of 27-13 at halftime. And these are the top two teams in the Class 6A top 5 as well. Greenwood at number 1, Benton at number 2. Fifth-ranked Bentonville is leading Rogers 21-7 in the second quarter. Number 6, Fayetteville up on Springdale 20-7 at halftime. Number 7, Bentonville West leading Heritage tonight, 28-0 in the second quarter, that game being played in Rogers. And number 8, Pulaski Academy, who is also number 1 in Class 5A, is up on Little Rock Parkview, 22-0 at halftime. We've already gone through all the Class 6A top 5 games, so let's move on to the Class 5A top 5 games that we haven't yet gotten to. Second-ranked Little Rock Christian is leading Whitehall 14-0 at halftime. It is number 3. Texarkana, who's tied with Harrison for the number 3 ranking. Leading Hot Springs 21-0 in the second quarter. And number 5, Little Rock McClellan, playing at Magnolia tonight. I have yet to see a score on that one. In the Class 4A top 5, it is number 1, Warren, playing at Monticello this evening. And the Lumberjacks are up 28-6 in the second quarter. Number 2, Joe T. Robinson, is up on 5th-ranked Bauxite, 21-14 at halftime. 3rd-ranked Rivercrest is leading Jonesboro Westside, I believe. Yes, it is. Rivercrest up 13-8 at halftime. And number 4, Nashville, is up on Harmony Grove Haskell, 14-6 at the break. In the Class 3A top 5, number 1, Boonville, leading Charleston this evening. I actually haven't seen a score on that one. 2nd-ranked Clinton, stepping out of conference play tonight and leading Strong 36-0 at the break. Number 3, Smackover, is at Genoa Central tonight and have not seen a score on that one as of yet. 4th-ranked Ryzen is up on Lake Village Lakeside 41-0 in the second quarter. And number 5, Prescott, is at Horatio this evening, and it is the Curly Wolves up 35-0 at halftime. And then the Class 2A top 5, number 1, Foreman, is at Mineral Springs this evening. And the two teams are tied at 7 at halftime. Number 2, Hazen, is up on 5th-ranked Earl, 12-6 at the break. Number 3, Mount Ida, playing at home against Dirks tonight, and it is Mount Ida up 43-0 at halftime. And number 4, Junction City, is at Fordyce. They're at halftime, and the two teams are scoreless. So that's another surprise right there. Let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home trailing Sylvan Hills 22-16. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the Acumen Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank. Our customers say it best.
What does an organ and tissue donor look like? Like a person who's real cool. A true warrior. Like a hero who can save up to 8 lives with a single act of giving. Like a shining, mythical titan, bestowing beautiful, radiant life upon Arkansans in need. You know somebody who looks like that? You should. Because we're talking about you. And you is where giving starts. Save 8. Donate at DonateLifeArkansas.org. Giving is a good look.
Their products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6565 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6565. Avant.com, code 6565.
Now, back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Halftime, 22-16. Our score, Sylvan Hills has the lead. over Mountain Home. The Bombers scored on the game's first possession. Great drive. 14-play, 80-yard drive. Took 6:46 off the clock and got on the board. Sylvan Hills responded with a quick 5-play drive and tied the game up. The Bombers fumbled on their very first play after that. Sylvan Hills scored on their next play and had a bad snap. They were able to get a 2-point conversion out of it. Had the lead there 15-7. It's 22-16 right now as the Bombers are down. Our halftime stats, Sonny Elliott from the Baxter Bulletin doing the stats for us. Bob, the Bombers 221 yards and Sylvan Hills has 167. Rushing yards, Junior Williams already over the century mark. 19 carries for 120 yards. Taper has 11 for 46 and Hirschberger 3 for 39. Sylvan Hills led by their quarterback, McCoy, 9 carries for 83 yards. Passing, Mount Home 1-1 for 13 yards. That catch that Junior Williams caught. Sylvan Hills 2-4 for 33 yards. Bombers outgained Sylvan Hills by about 60 yards. You see a lot of this offense, though, don't you?
What you see is us dominating the time of possession, the yardage, the snaps, and everything else. That, you know, there's not a question whether we can move the ball on them consistently, because we can. You know, as long as we don't have a big penalty or a turnover or something like that. And, you know, the one score that they got was a turnover that we made on about the 30-yard line. The question is going to be, can we stop them from scoring when they have the ball? Unfortunately, we can't keep the ball for the entire second half. They're going to get it first,
yeah.
And we need to stop them right there. We don't need to get down two scores and have to fight back again. So the big defensive series here on the first possession.
We'll take a break, get the second half started. Coming up, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
The Arkansas Delta Byways region has a history and culture as rich as its fertile soil. It's where the state's history began, where Native Americans built intricate cities, and where Europeans crossed the mighty Mississippi, where the blues was born from the soulful sounds of gospel. This intergalactic superstar was forced to move here with his family during World War II. Know why? Find the answer and much more about this remarkable place by visiting deltabyways.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.